It's yard work season where I am, so I thought I'd bring back an episode from 2018 about bringing the power of mindfulness into the mundane task of yard work. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. Thank you for joining us. If you like what you hear, we'd welcome a subscription or a review. We'd appreciate it. So regular listeners know we've talked a lot about meditation and mindfulness here. I was going to go in a different direction today, but I've been getting some questions about some things we've discussed in previous episodes, specifically episodes 1 and 2, about incorporating mindfulness and meditation into the daily routine. So I decided to table the topic I was going to cover, and I thought I'd bring you along on a mindfulness journey, I guess, that took place just this morning. It'll be in broad strokes, of course, but I thought it might be something that we could try. Now, if you've been reading the posts over at nobodysyou.com, you may have seen a post I did last month about pulling weeds in a mindful way. So as you probably already know, mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment in a way that's really non-judgmental. Whatever's happening in the moment is where your focus is. It's about being present. And I've always thought of it as a really, really powerful tool that we can use all the time, anytime, right here, right now, to help us become more aware of our feelings, of our emotions, our whole lives, really. When I was doing therapy with clients, it's something we used all the time. We used to do whole groups around it. We used to practice it in group. So it was really something that was important to me. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about mindfulness and meditation so much here at the Nobody Guide to Life. So the weed pulling post focused on 7 steps that I used one day to pull some weeds. So here they are. So step 1, I identified the task at hand, right? So weeding. Step 2, I made a conscious decision to do the task mindfully. So that was setting my intention. Step 3, I pulled the first weed, trying to concentrate only on that weed. So that was really the mindfulness piece. Step 4, getting distracted, right? I built that right in there. So I eventually practiced acceptance, because when you try these techniques, of course, your mind is going to wander. Of course, you're going to get distracted. Step 5, I reset my focus and my intention and move on to the next weed. Step 6, repeat the process. Step 7, go inside the house and move on with my life. So ready to have the next moment, ready to have the next experience. I don't know if that 7-step process is sanctioned by any official mindfulness accrediting group, but it's what I did. It's my real life. So I wrote a post about it. Now, in another post I did a few days ago, I described a process where I missed my morning meditation session because I had to get to an appointment. So I didn't have a lot of time for that. But I decided to substitute mindfulness into the morning as I drove to the appointment, attended the appointment, and drove home. So even though I had to miss my meditation session, I decided to substitute mindfulness in as I was heading down the road. And it was all very eye-opening. Well, this morning, back to the yard, I decided to blend these concepts together. So what follows here today is a description of how I incorporated mindfulness into a very routine task, yard work, and ended up with a really good result. So, you know, we're about tips and tools we can use in everyday life here at the Nobody Guide to Life. So let's really, really delve deep and spend this session together deep in everyday life. So keep in mind, what I'm going to present to you here is a narrative that's trying to describe something that's really hard to describe. So just go with it and see if you can draw anything from it that can help you. Or if you have anything that you'd like to add, or if you do something similar or you have an additional tip, contact me at Nobody's View and let me know. I'm not sure how this is going to turn out because I wasn't expecting to go in this direction today, but we'll find out together. So I was up really early this morning and I was dreading going out in the yard. So it was that kind of early where the house is really dark and really cool and the shadows were still sleeping on the walls. So it's really a time that I want to be sleeping and I don't love yard work at all. And it's getting warm here a lot. So I was dreading it even more, but chores are chores, right? Opportunity for discipline. So got to get them done. So I took a few minutes
in the room to get centered. And I really resolved to do the work mindfully instead of with a sense of drudgery, as is my usual customs. There's that tool at work, trying to set a new habit. So I went into the garage and I had to get some tools to help me in the yard. I paid attention to each tool and the sound it made as I got it. There was the metallic scraping of the rake on the garage floor, that really horrible sound like nails on a chalkboard, the thud of the clippers as I closed them and locked them to take them outside. And then I have this plastic bucket I use and I carry around with me, and it makes this hiss as I drag it across the concrete in the garage. Then I needed some of these really large yard bags that I have, and they rustle when I pick them up. So I was really, really in tune to that sound. I went outside, decided to start in the back, but I didn't get right to it. I didn't rush. I set the tools down and I took a moment to really see what the day was about. There was a cool breeze. It wasn't as warm outside as I thought. I heard my neighbor's wind chimes, a motorcycle a few streets over, an airplane overhead. I just took it all in for just a brief moment. I took a deep breath and I focused. And then I went around the side of the house and unwrapped the hose from its cradle. One loop out, two loops out, three loops out. So I was counting them in my mind instead of just mindlessly pulling them off the wall. So I turned the water on a really low flow, and then I listened to that trickling sound that it makes as it works its way through the hose and then hits the gravel. It's like a stream in the woods, and I had this memory of a stream I'd seen before. So I pulled myself back from the memory, and I dragged the hose to a tree. I set it down really carefully, and I watched the water spill out, and it was coming out so gently. It was on such a low flow, and I watched it spill into the really dry ground, and I watched the tiny rivers roll around and choose their path, and I watched the mud form. And then I went back towards the house and I put on a pair of gloves, complete attention. Well, as complete as I could muster. I sometimes still have that fear that something's living inside the gloves. That's always a distraction. One hand slid in and I felt that crusty wrapping on my hand, you know, when gloves get dry and crispy from years of yard work. Then I slid the other hand in. So then I moved my hands in them slowly and gently, loosening the gloves to get ready for the yard work. So I picked up the rake, and I didn't just do it mindlessly. I picked up the rake with intention. I watched the tines vibrate, you know, when you pick up a rake and they kind of vibrate like a piano key. Pushed the rake out in front of me under a tree, and I pulled it back towards me really purposefully. And as I did that, I watched the gravel, the leaves, the dirt tumble around. I formed a very purposeful pile in front of my feet. And I did that over and over, that motion, very consciously. And then when I knelt down to pick up that pile of leaves and grab it, you can bet at that moment, I paid very close attention to an ache in my knee. And then I noticed a tug in my back. And I was totally aware of how that task of picking up the dirt and my body kind of related to each other. And then I sort of had this moment where I became distracted by, I guess, the aging process, by my own emotions around that. I caught myself doing that, and I just decided I dropped it. I just dropped it. I went to toss the debris in the bag, and normally, you know, that's just such a mundane task, but I did it, and then I saw that cloud of dust come up. You know, I heard the stuff rustle into the can. I saw some dirt drop by the bucket. So I finished all that and I stood up and stretched my back. And there was a woman walking a dog. Now, this was interesting. The dog she had was the same breed as the first dog I had. And my mind was carried away into these memories. And then caught myself. The woman was looking at me. So we just kind of smiled at each other and we said good morning. And it was just a really interesting moment. It's hard to describe. So then I went back to the backyard where this time I was getting a little tired. So I went to the backyard where I had a snack and some water waiting. So I opened the package that had the snack in it, and I was doing it really carefully. And I was paying attention to how the tear was going down the package. And I watched the path it took. And I took out one of the, I guess they're like wafers or cookies inside. It's coconut flavor. So I took a really slow bite, really slow chewing. I learned that years ago when I was getting my social work degree. We had some classes about mindfulness, and one of them was this mindful eating. So I was chewing it really slowly, coconut. And all of a sudden, a memory from childhood, I don't even remember what it was. I just remembered this taste of coconut. And I pulled myself back to the thing I was eating, took another slow bite. And I was really making sure to chew it really completely. It was sweet, but then there was a taste of salt. Where did that come from? I'd never really noticed that before. And then I was really thirsty. So I took a sip of water. And that feeling, that moment, that first touch of cool water against warm lips, and then that sound of sipping, and then, you know, down it goes. So I set the thing I was eating, I set the snack and the water down on the table, and I just looked out at the yard. Instead of just rushing inside, I really wanted to take a minute to appreciate that, you know, the day, the shadows of the trees. I noticed myself getting drawn in. Do the shadows move in a pattern? Are they random? Why does the wind stop and start? Where are the birds? And then suddenly a bird showed up. Then the sound of birds showed up. And then memories of cliffs I've stood on, places I've walked. All of a sudden, I started thinking about all these different places I'd seen birds. It was very strange. And before I knew it, 2 hours had passed. And work that was normally really drudgery for me was, at least for today, it went beyond pleasurable. It was really an exercise in discipline. And the result was really relaxing. I don't normally feel that way when I'm done in the yard, but I just had this profound sense of relaxation. Now, I've painted this day in really broad strokes, okay? I was distracted a lot in that 2 hours. My mind just kept wandering all the time. I got one of those prickers in my glove that was really painful. And of course, I stabbed myself with it. And there were other times that we won't talk about where I was just totally annoyed and just considered getting rid of all the landscaping altogether. But look, here's the thing. Here's why I'm spending today talking about this. When I did get distracted, I was really quickly aware of the straying attention of the distraction. I had a long list of things to do today, but I decided to stay focused on the yard. It's the first thing on the list, so it's the thing I should focus on, right? It's something I have to do. It really doesn't help to get distracted by everything else. So listen, look, we've said it before. Mindfulness and meditation, they aren't distant. They're not a long-held secret of the rich and famous. They're here for us, but they're also not a cure-all. Meditation and mindfulness don't make problems magically disappear. You know, I still had yard work to do. They're tools. Meditation, mindfulness techniques are tools we can use to help us stay focused and centered. They're here for us right now. In this moment, they're always with you. Try it today. I stress this all the time. If you're looking for progress in personal growth, personal development, your spiritual journey, try mindfulness today. Start with a snack you're eating. Start with the laundry you're folding. Start with the breath you're taking. Place your attention on what you're doing and do it to the best of your ability. If your focus strays, bring it back. That's it. Start there. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Nobody Guide to Life. Keep exploring, keep practicing, keep going. It's your journey of personal growth. It's your own personal development. It's your spiritual journey. Make it count. Keep practicing and have a good week.